Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of Yah the Lord. Blessed be the name of Yah the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. And from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, Yah the Lord's name is to be praised. Yah the Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto Yah the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He rises up the poor out of the dust and lifted the needy out of the dunghill. Well, dunghill is like an animal poop hill. Verse 8, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He makes barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye, Yah the Lord. I have read to you Psalms 113 in its entirety. Let's have a word of prayer, sheep. You say your prayer as I say one. It'll only be about 30 seconds or a minute. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this day that you have made and allowing us sheep to be blessed and glad in it. Heavenly Father, restore us your lost sheep as Abram dreamt. 400 years of affliction will end in 2019. We will come out of this land with great substance, and this country will be judged. You can read that in Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 and 14. Remember your covenant to Abram, Father, that you would give his seed the land of milk and honey. And that's between the Egypt River or the Nile River and the Euphrates. Our Father, thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city, and for giving us sheep, saying sound mind and excellent health. This prayer is prayed in Yahweh's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Amen. Sheep, do not participate in Christmas. I want you to read Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 2 through 4. I will read that for you in a moment. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. The only day in the Bible that says you are to keep holy. Read it for yourself. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, Sabbath starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. My longtime listeners know they have your three P's handy. That's your pen, pencil, and paper. There may be something I will say that you might want to keep in remembrance, and you can just jot it down and go to your notes. I want you to follow me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 16. Now, I'm going to go to Jeremiah chapter 10 in a moment and read that for you, or bring it to your remembrance. I've read it a few times before. Well, let's start at verse 2. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. Verse 3. Their custom of the people are in vain. and vain means useless. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen, with an axe. Verse 4. They deck it with silver and gold. And I'm thinking that silver and gold is tinsel. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it may not move. So that is telling us not to follow the heathen's way. And the heathen's way, one of their ways is Christmas. That's not our way, black folk of America, of the United States, that is. Let's read Jeremiah, starting at chapter 1. Let's start reading. The word of Yah the Lord came also unto me, saying, thou shalt not take thee a wife, neither shalt thou have sons or daughters in this place. For thus said Yah the Lord concerning the sons and daughters that are born in this place, and concerning their mothers that bear them, and concerning their fathers that begot them in this land, they shall die a grievous death. Grievous means dreadful, serious, or severe death. They shall not be lamented. Lamented means mourn. Neither shall they be buried, but they shall be as dung. And of course, dung means animal poop upon the face of the earth. And they shall be consumed by sword and by famine. And this is happening now. You are beginning to see people consumed by sword in, I would say, the Muslim countries. And if you can remember, I told you to read Isaiah, I think it's chapter 13. Let me go there for a moment and find that so I can tell you what I was talking about. Isaiah chapter 13 and verse 8. That's important. I think everyone should read this Bible so that you will know what is happening. Your pastors, some of your pastors are not reading the Bibles, and I know most of you are educated. You're intelligent. You know, you can read this Bible for yourself better than I or your pastor. Let's pick up at Isaiah chapter 13, verse 8, and I'm going to read verse 8 and a couple other scriptures, and then go back to Jeremiah chapter 16. Isaiah chapter 13, verse 8, and they shall be afraid, pains and sorrow shall take hold of them, and they shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. That's when a woman is having a birth of a child. They shall be amazed at one to another, and their faces shall be as flames. Now, whose faces turn as flames when they get upset or angry? Let's drop down to verse 8. And they shall be chaste. Let's read verse 14 again and start it again. And it shall be as the chaste roe. And as a chaste roe is a chaste deer. And as a sheep that no man taketh up, they shall every man turn to his own people, and every one turn to his own land. Now I want to drop down to verse 17. It says, behold, I will stir up the Medes against them. Now, the Mede countries are where? Is it Iraq, Syria, Turkey? Look it up for yourselves on your computers. I do not have a computer. I wish I had. But nonetheless, let's pick it up at verse 17. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, which shall not regard silver and as far as gold, they shall not delight in it. And to me, this is what ISIS is doing to some American, United States of America people. That's what I should say. Now, I'm going to pick up at verse 4 of Jeremiah chapter 16. It says, they die a grievous death. They shall not be lamented, neither shall they be buried, but they shall be as dung upon the face of the earth, and they shall be consumed by sword and by famine, and their carcasses shall be meat for the fowls of heaven and for the beasts. Beasts are animals of the earth. And this is going to happen. I'm thinking that if conflict doesn't end, it will end in natural disaster. Not natural disasters, but human disaster. Let's pick up reading Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 5. But thus said Yah the Lord, enter not into the houses of mourning, neither go to lament nor bemoan them, for I have taken away my peace from this people, says Yah the Lord, even loving kindness and mercies. Both the great and the small shall die in this land. They shall not be buried, neither shall men lament. Of course, lament means to moan or cry for them, nor cut themselves, nor make themselves bald for them. They're not going to shave their heads for them. Verse 7, neither shall men tear themselves for them in mourning to comfort them for the dead. Neither shall men give them the cup of consolation to drink. That's how you, sometimes people may pour a little wine out of their cup in honor of that person upon their demise or their transmission. To drink for their father nor their mother. Verse 8, thou shalt not also go into the house of feasting to sit with them to eat and drink. Like in our churches, some of our black churches in the United States of America, we have what is a repast. And at the funeral or the burial of a person, we will go back to that person's house or to the church and have dinner or lunch. Verse 9, but thus said Yah the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will cause to cease, and cease means to stop, out of this place in your eyes and in your days the voice of mirth. Mirth means laughter, joy, and happiness, and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. And it shall come to pass when thou shalt show this people all these works, and they say, and they shall say unto thee, wherefore has Yah the Lord pronounced all this great evil against us? Or what is our iniquity? Iniquity means sin or wickedness. Or what is our sin that we have committed against Yah the Lord our God? Well, we should know that, and he explains it. Pardon me, I had to burp. Then thou shalt say unto them, because your fathers have forsaken me, that's one, says the Lord, and this is the second one, have walked after other gods and have served them, that's three, and have worshipped them, that's four, and have forsaken me, that's five, and this is six, have kept not my law, and this is number seven, ye have done worse than your fathers, for behold, ye walk every one after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me. Hearken means to listen. So when God talks to you or gives you a dream, you're not listening. He gave me a dream years ago, and that is to feed his sheep and minister to the people. And this is what I try to do with this program, the Feed My Sheep Show, on Blog Talk Radio. I hope you and your family will listen to me weekly, every Sabbath that God allows me to come, or at any time that God allows me to have this program. Let's pick up reading at verse 13 of Jeremiah chapter 16. Therefore I will cast you out of this land and into a land ye know not, neither ye nor your fathers, and there ye shall serve other gods day and night, where I will not show you favor. And I'm thinking that he's talking about us black folks, because we don't know this land. We've been in this land for almost 400 years. I was taught years ago in a history class that we were brought to Jamestown, USA, in 1619, and this is coming up on 2019 in the next 4 or 5 years, then we shall be set free. Again, I would have you to read Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 through 15, and then drop down to Genesis chapter 18, and you'll read about the land that our Father is going to give us. Let me pick up again at verse 14. I pray that I finish reading this chapter. Verse 14 of chapter 16 of Jeremiah. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yah the Lord, that it shall no more be said, the Lord liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but, and this is important, listen up, sheep, but the Lord liveth, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north. And he's talking about the United States of America, from North America. We're in the United States part, not the Canadian part, but of North America, but the United States part. And some people will say, well, the Jews are already over in Israel. But that's not so. We black folk here who were brought slaves, this is who he was talking about. Furthermore, I would suggest that you read Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 61. We are the ones that were brought over here on ships. No, Deuteronomy chapter 28. Verse 68, and I will find that for you. I'm looking for it right now. I'll find that after I finish reading this chapter for you, if I remember. Let me read on. Let's pick up at verse 15. But the Lord liveth, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands whither he had driven them, and I will bring them again into the land that I gave unto their fathers. Verse 16, behold, I will send for many fishers, said, and this sounds like another area. It sounds like another chapter. Behold, I will send for many fishers, said the Lord, and they shall fish them. And after, I will send many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and from every hill and out of every hole of the rocks. Verse 17, for my eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid from my face. neither is there iniquity. And iniquity, that's, those are sins and wickedness hid from my eyes. Verse 18. And first I will recompense. Recompense means to reimburse or repay their iniquities and their sins double. Woo! Because they have defiled. Defiled means to spoil or violate my land. They have filled my inheritance with carcasses and of their detestable. Detestable means hated, and abominable, this means despicable things. Verse 19, O Lord Yah, my strength and my fortress, and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanities. Vanities means untruth and uselessness and things wherein there is no profit. So those countries that have mistreated us, this is what you're going to go praying to your father about, their vanities and the lies they have told you. Verse 20, shall a man make gods unto himself, and they are no gods? Verse 21, therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know, I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is Yah the Lord. Now, I want you sheep to read Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. When you read again Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 19, where they don't know where these, well, let's, oh, my time is up. I want you to read Jeremiah, not Jeremiah, but, well, yeah, read Jeremiah 16 and 19, and then go to Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, where he talks to the church of Smyrna, telling them those who say they are Jews, they are not. And this is what that passage is referring to, I think, Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 19. And then I want to go to, I forgot where I was going to go to. I apologize. But let's have, let me have a closing word of prayer, and I will try to remember when I come back next time. Our Father in heaven, we lost sheep. Thank you for your constant protection from the evil one. I say this prayer in Yahweh's name, also known as Jesus. Remember, sheep, I want you all to take our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. Also, I want you to purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer, by Dr. Reginald Eaty, a fine doctor. Go to www.eatandliveelonger.com. Purchase the book, How to Eat and Live Longer. God loves you. I love you too, but God loves you more. I'll speak with you next time.